Not content with your content? You've come to the right place. The Discontent Show with Joe Kuzma. Every brand starts with a story. Here's how you can grow your business by sharing it. Now, with today's topic, the host of The Discontent Show, Joe Kuzma.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Discontent Show. My name is Joe Kuzma, and I'd like to welcome all new and returning listeners here to The Discontent Show, to the podcast. And I hope you really enjoy today's episode. I'm going to be answering social media FAQs, frequently asked questions. I got the answers and the solutions, hopefully, to your problems. This is going to be a good show for everyone from beginners to hopefully the advanced users. Even as an expert, I had to take some pause and give some thought here to some of these questions because they're not so clear cut and dry as you may think. It's not all in black and white, but first I wanted to make mention to all of the listeners out there. Be sure, don't forget, subscribe no matter where you are, be it iTunes, YouTube, and so forth. It really does help get the show. Tell a friend about the show if you find this information useful. So without further ado, I wanted to get into some of your social media questions. I had a client submit quite a few different things. We had a nice little conference call not too long ago, and I wanted to make sure. I'm like, wow, this is some really good stuff. I think that a lot of others out there would benefit from knowing some of this information. So here we go. I got about a dozen here, not a baker's dozen, and even 12 FAQs that I'm going to answer today. Number one, kicking it off, my anonymous person asks, when we spot someone else's tweets, now this is a Twitter question, and we want to share it. Now, sharing on Twitter, if you're not familiar with the lingo, the jargon that's out there, that's known as a retweet. So the full question is when we spot someone else's tweet that we want to share, what's the procedure? Do we like it or retweet it? And simply put, the retweet is basically sharing it, and you could do that bare bones. There's a little bit more to this in one of the other questions that I'll get into, but liking it, it's actually favorite on Twitter. It is the little heart thing that they got there. It kind of destroyed the way I think Twitter was organically set up, because now people, they could get a cop out of, if they like something now, they could just hit the little heart, and it doesn't go anywhere, but it does go on their profile, or it shows, or it helps with any type of metrics when you get those reminder emails. And now Twitter is supposed to be pulling back and going to just current, like, you know, all the current tweets. But for a while there, they had a mechanism in there where if you hadn't been on Twitter recently, you get to see maybe the last day or two worth of, I don't know, trending tweets from people that you follow or anything else that may have stood out. So, you know, giving that a little favorite doesn't hurt. Just a reminder, though, if you are a business or a brand, be careful. Once again, I always give that cautionary kind of warning. Don't like or retweet or favorite anything that you don't want attached or associated with your profile. Make sure you don't get your personal and your professional lives mixed up there. But if it has value, this is a little different than what I usually say with Facebook. When Facebook, you kind of want your Facebook filled with your own stuff. When you share things, it's usually shared to your personal profile. Now, there's no harm in that. But sharing just a whole bunch of everyone else's stuff to your own business or brand Facebook page really is kind of doing you a disservice if it pushes everything down. Now, Twitter is a lot different, because with Facebook, you might post. If you post once a day, that's great. That's fantastic. Twice a day, whatever it may be. But you're already kind of thinking, wow, that's quite a bit. Yeah, well, on Twitter, usually Twitter is this rapid fire dissemination of news and information. So there's going to be a lot more tweets out there. So retweeting isn't too bad. It is nothing for myself personally to probably have 2-3 dozen tweets and or retweets throughout a day. I mean, there are times on weekends and things of that nature, depending on what's going on in other accounts that I follow, other partners and influencers and things of that nature, Man, I'm just hitting the button constantly, let me tell you. And sharing is caring, as I always say. Number two, numero dos here. Do we add our own text when doing this? This is the other component, because when you retweet something, you can retweet with a comment. What that does is it's going to add the most recent tweet, because there is a possibility that someone has already retweeted something and done so with their own comment. So if it's just a regular plain Jane tweet, or the most recent one will show up kind of embedded with your own tweet. And I kind of like this, because it gives, if it's not so cut and dry, the original tweet or why you're sharing it, it kind of gives you some juice there. Because if somebody just ends up hitting a retweet without a comment on something here, let's say you retweet with a comment, that becomes kind of its own tweet with someone else's attached. And that's really cool, because the original tweeter can go and then retweet your tweet, your name, your branding, and everything goes out and gets seen by more eyeballs. So when you retweet, think about doing so with a comment, because it's going to do you a lot more good. It's going to give you that juice that I was just talking about with Facebook, where you kind of want all eyes on me. Because remember, this is all about getting eyeballs on your products, your services, your brand, your business. Okay, number three. Are there any ways to make use of others' tweets? Well, we just talked about it right there, but it never also hurts if you're not aware of this. And it works differently on mobile phones, especially between Android and iPhone. There's like this little arrow pointing up underneath each tweet. And if you end up hitting that, it gives you options for the ability to share that. You could actually copy that link and use it with a reply or a comment to other tweets. And you could even do the same within your own. If you're doing it on a desktop computer, the easiest way to do that is if you end up clicking anywhere in the white border box of that tweet, it's going to give you the full tweet URL up in your address bar. Or there's like this little arrow in the right corner. It's like this. It's actually a carrot, because, you know, it's not like the food, but it's like one of those arrows that looks like a triangle with the one side missing, and it's pointing downward. And if you click on that, you get a whole bunch of options, including copy link to tweet. And then you have that link and you could paste it elsewhere. Another thing that's kind of handy too is if you're doing replies, you can reply to one of your own tweets and kind of make like almost like a chain email kind of thing where it's all interconnected. That's pretty darn cool. Other ways to use tweets, obviously, if you have a blog and if you're using WordPress, this is really cool. You can paste a tweet, just that link directly into one of your blog posts, an article that you're writing, and it will embed. You don't have to do anything further just than the link. Just paste that plain text in there, hit enter or return, and boom, it will pop up. Maybe not immediately. You may have to like save a draft or preview, and then you'll see the magic happen. That's called an OEmbed, the way that WordPress works with that, and it works with other services such as Facebook and Instagram too. So embedding things within your blog, pretty neat, especially if it's your own stuff. If you have like a video or something you posted to social media, you don't have to bring that video into WordPress and worry about uploading it and, you know, crashing your server, taking up server space and things of that nature. Question number four that I'm answering today on your social media FAQ questions. Talking about images on Facebook, I know it's possible to post two or more at a time. Instagram, this is too. They're asking how that might work with a tweet, or you do one at a time. Twitter also works with this as well, and it'll automatically kind of break it up into like a mosaic type thing. If you have two, it'll cut it in half. If you have three or four, you know, it eventually kind of gets a little out of hand if you get any more than maybe four. I like personally, especially if you're working with Twitter, because I like Twitter is rapid fire, right? Just use them as four different tweets. Now, Facebook, you might not want to do that because, like I said, Facebook kind of is the long game. Twitter is the short attention span game. So you have four quick things you could do on Twitter. It's a little bit more work to spread them out if you're using any of those tools on my resources page over at joekuzma.com to make your social media life a little more efficient and easier. But sometimes it's worth it in these special circumstances. So keep that in mind. But photos, pretty cool thing. Photos always get more engagement. Video even more so than just putting text out there. So by all means, use photos. Single photo sometimes, always good. And if you want better photos and pictures for your blogs and social media, you got to check out my blog. I have a few blog posts about that within the last few weeks. I talk about all the different specs, sizes, how to crop them, and everything above just to make sure that your stuff looks brilliant. Question number 5. I'm just banging these out right now, flying on through. When we make a Facebook post, do we tweet that? Do we tweet after that? Are they totally separate items? This may seem like a beginner's question, may have some people chuckle, but not everybody works with Facebook or Twitter, and even those who do, some may only have one or the other. So they are different entities, every one of these social media platforms. Now, Facebook does own Instagram, and you can share from Instagram to Facebook or Twitter almost seamlessly, but Facebook and Twitter, you know, they're head-to-head, mano a mano. They're competing for one another's attention. So if you end up posting a link to a tweet on Facebook, you're going to see how ugly that ends up looking. If you end up sharing a photo from Instagram to Twitter, it just puts an Instagram link without the actual image. If you do something vice versa, Facebook over to Twitter, it's just a link. It's like fb.me or something like that. And it's garbage. Don't do it. Don't do it. These are separate entities. If you're using something like a Hootsuite or one of these other utilities, Buffer, for example, where you could post multiple things at once, go ahead and do so. Do it that way. But if not, take and copy and paste your text, keep your photos or whatever you're sharing somewhere where you can easily find them, and just make the individual posts to Facebook and then to Instagram. If you need help doing Instagram because you got to, you know, use your phone or a tablet or something most of the time, there is a trick to doing it on your PC, maybe a little more advanced than something I'll cover here in the near future. But you could use something like Dropbox or any of the tools that I mentioned in one of my previous blog posts, and that will help you do the Instagram portion of that. Of course, Twitter you could also use on a desktop computer. If it's all on your phone, it's pretty easy. Just make sure you select everything, copy it. Even if you have to use a service like an Evernote or you have like a notes program or something, because I know you copy one thing and you might have to copy a second thing and then you lose the first thing. Well, just put it somewhere for safekeeping. You're going to be juggling a lot of apps and working out your thumbs. Nothing wrong with that, though. Just make sure all of these things are done and that their own mutually exclusive items, because if you end up using all of these different little share things, then it all looks like it looks confusing and people just keep on scrolling on by, and we don't want them doing that, right? Question 6, halfway home on the FAQs here. Are there any other platforms that we're currently using? Now, they're asking about, because they're basically on Facebook and Twitter, and are asking for recommendations on anything else. Well, Google Plus, we just found out, is going to be shutting down. It's going to take a while. I think it's like March or April of next year. So Google, I used to only advocate this because, you know, you're in their sandbox. They are the big search giant. But there's some other platforms. I talk about my 5 pillars of content marketing. And, you know, if you're blogging, you own your own blog. If you've got it set up the way I've been advocating for podcasts, you do that the same too. But that podcast goes out to iTunes, huge, huge search engine with lots of benefits. You got to be on there. I also feel that people should be on YouTube, but provided you have audio visual content for either of those platforms. And then, of course, there's all of the other ones that are competing. You could put your eggs in different baskets. They don't have to be in one basket, but you could spread the love. But you don't want to stretch yourself too thin. So if Twitter isn't working out for you, get off Twitter. If Facebook isn't working for you, get off Facebook. Concentrate on the ones that do well for you. And if you can manage to do all of them, that is just tip of the cap to you. You truly are a social media marketing warrior, I'm telling you. But LinkedIn can be a little tough. It all depends on how you want to approach all these things. There's Snapchat out there. There's Pinterest. Those are all the big ones, of course. And I mentioned Instagram earlier. So if you go to get on any of these, it's really, you got to evaluate your time, your effort, and your strategy and how you're going to manage and keep all of these up to date. By all means, if you have one of these accounts and it's just sitting and collecting dust, it's probably better just to close it off, because if it shows up in search and it looks like a ghost town and that's how someone first arrives and finds you, they're going to think you're out of business or something. You don't want them coming about you through that kind of means or avenue. So stay on the ones that you're good at. Don't worry about stretching yourself too thin. Question number 7, maximum amount of text that you recommend for a tweet. Well, we know we got 280 characters, and sometimes links and photos can either take up some of that or not take up some of that. Now, here's a trick. If you do something with the photograph, you don't have to mention someone in there. If you have a lot of mentions, you could tag up to 10 people in a photo. This is why photos are so great. They're eye-catching. They get your attention and get you to stop. They get you to read. But like with anything else, I was talking about podcast audio format. Podcasts are on fire because they're long form. A lot of people listen to them. They listen to a lot of podcasts, but people may not read 3,000 words or anything like that. So you've heard that from me before. You can't do 3,000 words. You get 280 characters on Twitter. Keep it that short on Facebook as well, because that's question number 8, the maximum amount of text you recommend for a Facebook post. I think they give you like 2,000 or something like that before it becomes like a note, and there's like some built-in or legacy blogging things that are there. But after about like 2, getting into the third line, it gets a cutoff point now where it goes dot, 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 see more. They want as much real estate of the individual posts as possible. You'll even see some comments now truncated. You might see a top comment or reply beneath the post, but even that now has a see more. It's just a matter of most people are using mobile devices and apps to look at this type of stuff. So you don't want to make anything that you're posting just too long, too boring. Get to the point. Keep it simple. And if you're sharing links, like I tell you to your website, to your blog, to your podcast, that's going to kind of take care of itself. Say a little bit about it. Have a link there. It's going to suck in all the information if everything's designed very well. And there you go. You don't have to worry about typing all of this information, because even if you have an event or something that's going on, a press release, just a little bit about it in a link. And then if someone wants to read more, they're going to go there and read more. What's the most often that you recommend that we tweet? That is question number 9. Wow, you could tweet as much as you like, to be completely honest. Twitter really benefits those that are hyperactive and constantly engaging with their audience. Facebook kind of wants your money and to boost, you know, all of your posts. That means put paid advertisement behind them so it gets behind more eyeballs. They're kind of balancing that with the fake news and the data things that you heard about, you know, over the last year with Facebook, you know, going before Congress and all of these different things. So Facebook's kind of a mess for business unless you have a budget and you're putting some ads behind it. Now, I'm not going to say that everything that you do won't get seen there, and it's obviously the largest platform and you need to be there. But the most often for Facebook, I like once per day and maybe even every other day. Now, what days the most often for Facebook? Because that's number 10. Well, when you're comparing Facebook to Twitter, you could go rapid fire and do Twitter and even do the same thing on Twitter multiple times, maybe not in the same day, and you're going to have to change it up. They will not allow you to spam and duplicate the same tweets. So you maybe add a hashtag to one of the words in order to maybe get involved in a trending topic, for example, or just reword something, just change the words around, add punctuation, a hyphen, a semicolon, a colon, something of that nature. Capitalize a word and don't capitalize it. There's tricks to get around that, but you want to kind of mix it up. You're like a juggling act. You want two or three things kind of going concurrently when you're on Twitter instead of firing out the same thing 10 straight times, because then you're just shouting like the boy who cried wolf, and we all know how that turned out. By the third time, no one believed that the wolf was actually there. So don't be the boy who cried wolf. Now, Facebook, oh man, Facebook really depends on your industry. It really depends on your audience. What time do people work? Are you on the East Coast, West Coast? Do you have to worry about, you know, being global, being just continental within the U.S. from East Coast to West Coast? You know, 3-4 hours difference depending on where people are. Are people at work? Is it a weekday? Are people going to look at this in the evening when they get home or in the morning? You know, some people, hey, they sit on the porcelain throne and they're looking around on their phone. So these are things to consider. Some days better than others. I mean, it all depends. I have seen clients personally have a lot of success on a Saturday. I've seen others where they have zero success on a Saturday, and the consensus seems to be that Wednesday is such a great day. But I love to bookend it with Tuesdays and Thursdays, because you know what? The Tuesday stuff on Facebook will run into Wednesday or Thursday as well, and Thursday may even run into the weekend. Mondays, probably not the best. Everyone has the case of the Mondays, and who really wants to be spending their Monday posting on social media? Unless this is your primary thing or there's a deadline or something pertinent, then of course, by all means, have at it. But you're going to have to look at your analytics and kind of do a trial and error and figure out what works well for you. But Facebook, I don't like posting three times within the same day because now all of those posts are competing for the same audience where one can get the steam rolling. It could be that snowball that rolls downhill and becomes, well, an avalanche. That's what we all want. Question 11, what's the most often you recommend we make, quote, other posts, talking about other people, talking about not blogs, talking about mixing up video, talking about mixing up photographs and things of that nature. If you heard about three of my principles from one of the most recent podcasts, I like to inform, I like to educate, I like to entertain. And if you stick to those principles, that'll help you mix things up and have a nice steady stream of content. And finally, anything else that you think we should know is such a loaded question. I gotta say that you need to be consistent. I've said this before. Don't worry yourself to death about how many people like or share something. I mean, if everything you do doesn't get anywhere, you need to invite some friends. You might have to throw a few bucks behind a post because if you think you have good content, you probably do. It's just a matter of getting discovered in this giant sea with all of these other fish. And if you're new, you're the small fish. You're not the big fish in the small pond. You're the little fish in the very big pond, and you're going to have to grow. And it just takes time. It takes consistency, and just keep those efforts going. I'm sure, I am confident. Don't let these things bog you down. Not everything is a home run. You need some base hits. You need to get some runners in scoring position before you start to see those wins. Folks, I hope you enjoyed some of my social media FAQs from this session. If you have any of your own, feel free. If you're on YouTube, just leave a comment right there with the video. Don't forget to subscribe, of course. iTunes and everyone else that's listening, maybe on an Android platform of their choice, Spotify listeners out there as well. Come on over to the website, joekuzma.com. I have a contact form there, and I'm looking forward to your questions. I also accept some direct messages on Twitter, but I'm actually pretty terrible at answering those. So maybe keep it to the website and to the YouTube video comment section. So I appreciate that, and I appreciate all of you tuning in once again to the Discontent Show because you are discontent with your content. Let's fix that up. Use some of these 12 answers. And you're going to have some fun on social media here now and into the near future. Until next time, my name is Joe Kuzma. I'm your resident expert on social media and all things content marketing. I ask all of our listeners to be safe, be good, and I will catch you later. Hi, folks. This is Joe Kuzma. No, don't worry. You're not hearing things twice. I'm just here to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you for listening to today's show and being a follower and subscriber of the Discontent Podcast. And I want to remind you that if you're interested in more information about all the various things it is that I do, whether it be about this show, content marketing, or you want to ask a question, you may visit me at joekuzma.com. That's joekuzma.com. Or you can follow me as well on Facebook. Make sure you get the page and not the personal profile. Sorry, it's only for friends and family. Also on Twitter at @Joe_Kuzma, LinkedIn, or Instagram. Also, don't forget, if you haven't already, subscribe, whether that be on iTunes, YouTube, or your favorite podcast provider, so you don't miss out on any of the great episodes that we have. Once again, thank you again for your support, and I look forward, as always, to speaking and interacting with each of you again soon.